The report finds there's been little change in student-teacher ratios and average experience levels of educators, and district spending on total teacher pay didn't change relative to bordering states. The Institute's CJ Safer says that's far from the Workforce Decimation Act 10 opponents predicted.
Many of those claims were either greatly exaggerated and or failed to materialize.
But average teacher base pay is down $2,000 and fringe benefits are down $5,000. Safer says Act 10 gave districts more power to shop around for benefits.
Some of those districts were able to keep the same services or better at a cheaper price.
But the Wisconsin Education Association Council's Christina Bry says the reality is many teachers have seen their earnings stagnate or decline.
We see some districts now starting to realize that they cannot possibly retain quality teachers without stable pay systems.
She says the state's public schools once led the region and the country.
And that has eroded to the point that we're seeing teacher shortages and huge numbers of taxpayers approving referendums.
More than three quarters of referendums to raise local taxes to support school spending passed during the April primary. Kyla Calvert-Mason, Wisconsin Public Radio.